I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Best. Hey everybody, welcome to Chef's Mess, Paul Dunn. My name is Carl Michael Anderson, and with me I have...
Andrew Svracka.
And today we're very, very...
very international.
We're super international. We can talk in many different ways. We can talk like this if you like to. Yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah, great. Yeah, so today we're joined by our very own Felipe Lima! The crowd goes wild.
Gioro!
Gioro, made of gold. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Felipe Lima is here with his fiance and his big bag of water. Big bottle of water.
Yeah, it's diet time. You need to follow these.
Yeah.
Do everything good, going good.
You drink? How much water are you drinking?
Now I'm drinking 5 liters, five, six, around this, yeah.
Wow. 6 liters.
In one day.
One day, yeah.
And how many times do you go to the bathroom?
Many times. I hate this. It is the worst part. Like, when I'm going to go to the bed to sleep, all the time I need to wake up and go to the...
Yeah.
It's not good at all, but it's part of the sport.
What happens if you try to cut weight without water loading?
It's not good at all, because I think... You're always going to be stuck, so I think your body going to hold the water that have in your body, and it's really hard to cut the weight. Like, you can do a 20-minute sauna, and then you can lose 100 grams only. Yeah, this is really hard. So I learned this doing by mistakes.
Yeah.
Did some mistakes, so that's why I know.
That's the thing. You've been fighting. How old are you? 22?
23.
23.
Yeah.
And you've... This is fight number, professional fight number?
12.
12. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So 12 professional fights, and now you got the weight cut down. I remember when I commentated your fight against Fernando Flores, it was 64 kilos.
Exactly.
And you said, no, I want to go to my home.
Yeah.
Bantamweight.
Exactly. Yeah, 64 for me is really easy. It's really nice. But 6'1 as well. But before, I didn't have I didn't know how to cut the weight. Now I have some help. My friend Billy, she's helped me with my diet, everything. So now makes easy, you know, the way.
Where do you start when you walk around, like, your training, but not fight camp? Where do you start your weight?
72, 73, yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm off, I'm 76.
Yeah.
So Andrea's almost killing me because of that. So I need to keep now 72, 71.
Yeah.
So that's the maximum that I can be.
So when you step back into the cage after you've cut the weight, like you cut weight on Friday, you step back into the cage, are you back at 70, 71?
Yeah. Sometimes... 70, 69, yeah, around this. But I can recover maximum 8 kilos.
Okay.
I don't like to be heavy, no. I like to be light.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah, yeah, for the cardio and moving.
Yeah, everything
around.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's your style as well. I mean, you're very active.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, you can wrestle, but it's not like your style to be like heavy.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Holding. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like more standing.
Yeah, moving around, jumping knees.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. And the thing is, we've been super excited about your future. I remember saying, don't be surprised if Felipe Lima's next fight is in the UFC. Remember I said that?
Yeah, I remember too.
Yeah, because I feel like you're right there.
Yeah, like, I'm close. I mean, I'm not rushed to do that.
No.
I'm enjoying the opportunity that's come to me. And yeah, my time is going to come.
Yeah.
So no rush at all.
23, man. To be 23 again, huh? Everybody. No, but that's amazing. And you had your first. I want to hear your story because, you know, I wasn't here when you were here the first time.
Yeah.
I want to hear, like, how and where did this start?
So I started training because of my friend. He's a professional fighter a long time. And always when he saw me on the street, he invited me to training. I said, one day I go. And I never went to the training.
And where is this? Where was this?
This is in Coari, Amazonas, Manaus, in my hometown.
Okay.
So in a small city from Manaus. And then one time he invited me again, and then I decided to go. And then I just got love from this to train, you know. And then I start. This I was 12 years old when I started training, and the funny part that I didn't start like jiu-jitsu or kickboxing or whatever, but I started like mix it up everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything like do MMA. Actually, I start MMA, you know, like. So after that, I did my debut, start fighting, and now I'm here.
So you had your first amateur fight? Did you have amateur fights?
No, I just went pro straight away.
Okay, and you were how old when you?
I was 17.
17.
Yeah.
And was that your? That was the loss.
My loss. Yeah. Yeah. Of my loss, I fought one guy. He was 4-0 already.
Okay.
And I mean, I think I lost for myself. I didn't have any experience.
No.
I lost by my mistake, you know. So, but it's all good. I learned so much with that loss. So, yeah.
So your first fight was your first loss, and that's always like a thing. Like some people, when they get like a loss in their first fight, they might think, oh, this is not for me. I lost. I'm going to move on, do something else. But for you, it was the opposite. So you lose your first fight, and then you feel like, I need to correct these mistakes. I need to come back. I need to do it again. Or how did you feel when you lost that first fight?
To be honest, I didn't feel anything because I think I was I had a mind as a kid that didn't like not. I just do for fun. I just fall in something that I like to do, you know. I didn't have like any pressure. I think I was doing for fun. Mm. And then I was not seeing this as a professional career, blah, 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 but only for fun. I was just playing around, you know. But so when I woke up, I said, dang, this can be a good career. Like, I can do that. So that's why I think I didn't think about it. That's why I didn't got any pressure. So that's why helped me to win fights, you know, when I step in the cage. So,
but so you felt free.
Yeah, free, like any pressure. So just like a hobby, you know, because in that time I was studying as well. So that's why I think.
Mm. So how many fights did you have in Brazil until you started fighting outside of Brazil?
I did 8 fights.
Eight
fights in Brazil, and then I came to Sweden, and then I fought in Portugal, and then I fought in Brave in Sweden, and then I fought the last fight against Flores in Vesteros. So 3 fights in Europe.
Okay. So Brave, the fight, because I remember FCR told me that they discovered you from Brave.
Yeah.
They saw you fighting there.
Yeah.
How did you get noticed by them? How did you manage to get a fight at Brave in the first place?
At Brave, they were looking for a fighter like to fight in catchweight against the guy from Germany, Farbach. And Mike contacted me, and then I said, yes, of course, let's do it. I was already looking for a fight. So, and I have some friends as well that wrote to him to give more opportunity to me, like, because I really want to fight. So in that time, it was being hard to find a fight, you know. So I was perfect opportunity.
Were you already training at All Stars?
Yeah, no. In that time, I didn't know I didn't know nobody. I was living in Yotoboy.
Uh-huh, okay.
So after the fight in Brave, and then I met everybody. I went to Brazil, and then I came back to Sweden, I came straight away to All Stars.
I want to hear more about life at All Stars. I want to hear about this, the people living there and how it is. Because you have lived there, or do you live there?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You did before.
Yeah, I did it before.
I want to hear like how does it work? What's the culture like? Like, do you all eat together? Like, do you train 4 times a day?
Yeah.
Like, how is it?
It's not easy, but it's tough to it's tough to live there because you need to follow the trainees. It's 4 trainings a day. You need to wake up early because have session, you know. And for the guy that wanna be a champion one day, it's really good to live at the gym. You know, because you have everything. You just wake up and go to the training. You don't need to take a train, you don't need to take anything. So just wake up and training, sleep, training, eat, you know. And I think this is good for those people that want to be a fighter or be a champion one day. So this helped me a lot. It's not the first time that I live it at the gym. It's the second time. I lived before in Brazil. And when I came to Australia and lived there and, you know, seeing everything, the superstars, and it really helped me. I think since when I came to Australia, my career is different, so different. I got so much development.
Yeah, because you're training with good guys around your size as well. Like all of these, like I'm thinking of the good strikers, like Benjamin. Maybe that's not his name. The professional fighter who's a striker around bantamweight.
Bernardo.
Bernardo.
Yeah, you. At All Star, have everything: wrestler, kickboxer, boxer, everything. So that's why it makes really good training over there. So really good partners.
But when you train 4 times a day, don't you get? I'd say it's a 2-part question. Don't you get like injured, and don't you get kind of sick of?
I mean, that's why you need to take care of your body, you know? I mean, you need to be smart. I mean, you can train 4 times a day, 5 times a day, but you need to take care of your body. So if you train 4 times a day and eat bad, sleep bad, 100% you're going to get injury. And that's what I learned from my coach in Brazil, back in Brazil. So everything is on the mind. So you need to eat good, sleep good, and train good. So you can be able to do that, to 4 trains a day, you know. But if you're not, if you don't take care of your body, I don't think it's possible. You get injured and get sick fast.
Yeah.
And most people get sick. So you need to learn how to, it's not only destroy your body, you need to recover, you need to drink vitamin C, some supplement, you know, sleep well, don't be awake until 12. So you need to follow the rules to train 4 times a day.
Are there rules there at All Stars for the people living there? Is it like 11 you should be asleep or?
No, don't have rules like at all. You're not kid anymore. So you do what you need.
But the club is closing 10 o'clock.
I think so, 10 o'clock.
So after 10 you can go asleep.
Yeah, you can go asleep easy.
In morning time is like 6 in the morning?
Yeah, 6, se- no, 7. 7 in the morning, first train, yeah.
Yeah, kitchen as well? Do you have a kitchen there?
Yeah. You can make your food by yourself, everything. Some guys eat together, some people eat alone. I mean.
Yeah. And I think this whole thing, why it's so interesting, because I know like a lot of people have lived at the gym.
Yeah.
Not just All Stars and in other countries as well, but it's been interesting. It's come to the forefront because of Hamzat, and Hamzat showed the cameras that like, this is where I lived. I stayed here. I trained. And now I'm the hottest thing in the UFC. So I think it might be inspiring to see like, oh, who else is living that life? Who else is sleeping at All Stars and eating there and training? So I don't think Hamzat is going to be the last fighter to come out of All Stars like that.
I mean, to live in the gym didn't start now. I mean, it's been a long time. Jose Aldo, Renan Barão, all these guys. went to Rio de Janeiro to training, live at the gym. So all these champions, they did the same way, you know.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't have a choice. How are you gonna pay apartment? So, you know, it doesn't mean that you live in the gym, you're gonna be a champion. You know, he live in the gym, he's gonna be a really good champion. That's bullshit. If you don't train, work your ass off, don't gonna happen.
Yeah. You need to stay disciplined. I'm thinking, don't you get sick of, just get sick of it all? Because you're training so often and you live there as well, don't you feel like I don't want to even look at fighting for a week?
Not for me. I don't know about other people, about other guys, but not for me. Because it's like this. You have a train in the morning. Okay, you're training. You eat and take a walk. Go take a walk. Get some fresh air, you know. If you just eat and then go back to sleep and then... maybe it's not nice, but go take a walk, chill a little bit, and come back to the gym, you know. It's not like you have an obligation to stay all day there in the gym without go out, you know.
Yeah.
So you need fresh air, so, you know, some coffee. So yeah. I think you need to do that to
like
keep the balance, you know. Exactly.
Yeah. So... We're recording this on October 29th. So for us right now, it's 3 weeks left for the big title fight.
Yep.
How are we, 3 weeks out, you're kind of, are you sick of training camp right now? Or are you like...
the training is still hard.
Yeah. Or do you feel like, I just want to fight now?
I mean, if the fight is now, I'm ready. You know, anytime, I'm ready. I mean, I'm been training.
Yeah, you've been ready a lot.
A lot, because we didn't have fights, the fight canceled, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, but I'm ready. I'm been training every day, you know. So every day I'm at the gym training. That's my work. That's what I love to do. And I feel very grateful to be able to do that, you know. Yeah, I love to training, only training. But sometimes you need to fight because get boring, no?
Yeah.
Just training, no fight is not good at all. So, but now I got opportunity and I'm really happy.
Yeah. Do you know anything about your opponent, Bortoluzzi?
Yeah, he's like a wrestler. He like to, the most his fight, he like to take down to he's not a strike, but he do a little bit stand up to take down and control the opponent, you know. That's what I saw at his last fight, on couples fights I have watched as well.
What did you think about his last fight?
Yeah, it was a good fight for him. He put pressure, and I saw the first round. He lost the first round, but I think his opponent got tired as well. And then he used that to take down and move forward and win, like just put in the cage. He liked to put in the cage, actually. He liked to put the guy against the cage and do that dirty work, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, like we said in the beginning, that was not your style.
No, it's not my style.
Yeah.
I move
opposite.
A lot. I mean, if he want a wrestler, he's not a problem for me. I can do everything. If you want to take me down, he can take me down. The thing, he can get finished as well. My ground game is really good. I can do everything. I can take him down as well. I mean, it's all good everywhere. I feel comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, I'm fighting at FCR again.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Because you had a great time last time, right?
Yeah, I feel really good. I'm really happy with this opportunity. One more main event live on FC Fight Pass, and this guy they do really good job at this show.
Yeah,
they put a really good show to the people, and I'm just happy to be there and to be the main event.
Yeah, this is the second main event.
Yeah, the second main event. Yeah, so for the belt, and I'm so helped. So I saw the belt.
You saw the belt?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
We didn't see it either.
I think it's coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have Slatko standing in the middle holding the belt like that.
Yeah, of course.
So I remember we said, like, you're not in a rush to get to the UFC. Like let's say you win this fight, you win the title. If you can tell us, like, a perfect scenario. I know we only look at...
Of course he's going to win the title.
Yes. So when you win the title, the perfect scenario for, say, the next 12 months. Do you want to look for the next 12 months and think about that?
I already think about that. I'm looking at the UFC after this fight. I want to be in the UFC. Mm. Yeah.
So you're not going to defend the belt?
I want the UFC. I think it's time. You know? Yeah. But God knows what's going to happen. So if it's not UFC, you defend the belt. So if they give me opportunity to fight in the UFC, I will get it.
Yeah.
But I visualize this, you know. So my friend did his debut 2 weeks ago, and I was really happy to watch him in the UFC. So I see myself there. Mm. And that's why I'm working every day at the gym to this happen, you know, to become true. Because it's a dream. But the thing is, like, the people think I just get in the UFC and then I'm done. It's not, it's kind of, I would say easy. It's easy to get in the UFC, but to keep fighting the UFC is the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, so.
For sure. That's kind of the beginning in a way, like actually getting in the UFC.
Yeah.
Because then that's the thing. Like some people come into the UFC on like a debut contract and like a debut, like a standard, like you're unranked, you're fighting unranked opponents. But some people, like, they make, like, a huge name outside of the UFC, like Michael Chandler or Justin Gaethje, and then they come in and they fight top five.
Yeah.
Just instantly, and their contracts are, like, huge.
It's really different, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. So they've been doing, I think, because they've been doing good in their other shows, and they're a really good show as well. So
yeah.
That's why.
So I'm going to give you a question where you have to choose.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a scenario. After this, you win the belt. UFC, they call Majdi maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call him. They say, hey, we have an opportunity for Felipe to come in here as a short notice, 3 weeks. He's going to fight a bantamweight. We're going to pay him $12,000 to show. If he wins, $12,000, okay? 12 and 12.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're getting a call from Bellator saying, hey, we love Felipe Lima. This is amazing. No, we want to get him. We want to get him to the top right now. We're going to give him $50,000 to come join Bellator instead. And then if he wins, another 50. So do you want to get like a super duper contract with Bellator or a standard contract with the UFC? What do
UFC.
You think? UFC. Where is that?
UFC.
Why?
Why? Because that's my dream, and that's where I want to be, you know. I think I belong to the UFC. My whole career is not about money so far. I never fought for the money. So some people, of course, they would choose Bellator because 50 plus 50.
No, you are fighting for the gold.
Yeah, it's a good money, but that's my goal. Yeah, UFC.
So we had Alexander Love here. You know who he is? Mm. Alexander Love
from Västerås.
From Västerås, bantamweight. He had a KO in FCR.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy. We asked him what his dream scenario would be. Fighting for the title, like, who would he fight in the UFC? Where would he fight? And he said he wanted to fight Peter Jan in Stockholm Stadion?
Tele 2 Arena.
So, like, a football stadium, he wanted to fight Peter Jan for the title. What is your dream fight in the UFC?
When I visualize my life fighting the UFC, I don't see any opponent. Just me, myself, walking to the cage, you know, announcing my name, everything. But I don't
where?
See any.
Where? In Las Vegas or in Brazil?
It doesn't matter where.
In Maracanã?
Just in the UFC, you know. I visualize in the UFC, walk with my song. Just in the UFC, you know.
Which song? I don't remember.
That's my way. That's my way, and I go. That's
right. You can find it, and you can put it on here in the background.
So that's what I do, visualize. Nothing against someone else. I don't even know if Pretty Young or someone else is going to be there. So
yeah.
We never know.
That's true. That's true. Do you have a favorite fighter in the bantamweight division?
No. I like everybody to watch. This fight they're gonna happen tomorrow. I like both guys. Really like different style of striking. Mm. Both is really good in striking. So one guy that move a lot, another guy that move forward.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good fight. And not like this kind of fight.
Yeah, I like Peter Young's boxing is so beautiful.
Yeah, he's really aggressive. Boxing. Yeah, he walk forward. Yeah, he don't give time to rest.
Yeah, they have like very different styles. Corey Sandhagen with the movement, and Peter Yan is more of a shell, but he can generate so much power.
Yeah.
Like sometimes like he could just make people fly with one shot. It's like, how do you generate that power?
Yeah, he's really good.
But Sandhagen's knee.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That knee is a point.
Yes. Do you watch a lot of the UFC? Do you keep up?
Yeah.
So for tomorrow's card, you most excited for?
Khamzat. I'm excited for Khamzat.
Of course, of course. Do you have a prediction for his fight?
I think he gonna finish the guy at the second round.
Second round?
Yeah. I think in the first round.
Ground and pound?
Ground and pound, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad guess.
What do you think? I mean, he can knock the guy out in the first round.
Yeah, big hand.
Khamzat has a crazy hands. I swear, this guy is not normal.
Yeah. How does it feel for you to train with Khamzat and see him now in UFC?
He's really nice. I mean, when I came to All-Star, I saw this guy train 5 times a day, 6 times. I said, what? You say, what? Oh my God, I need to work my ass off because I'm really behind of this guy. So it's really nice to train with this guy, this kind of mentor, you know. He's really, he knows what he wants and he worked hard for that. So I'm feel glad to train with these guys.
Is there anyone else that that the people maybe does not know about who trains at All Stars that you would like to shout out? Like lift someone who we might not know, who works really hard?
I think you know everybody, I think. You don't have anyone.
But I saw you training with the UFC guy, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Mark.
Giacchese?
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a good striker. He's a really good training partner. Yeah. He's a nice guy as well. Nice person. Good heart.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very, very impressive. Yeah. When we saw him.
So when you're training with them, you feel that you are close into UFC. Well, now you're training with this guy who are in the UFC.
A little bit. Can be like this because you test yourself how it's going with the striking and everything. And I should just feel glad to train with these guys. You know, really good sparring. I love that.
Yeah, that's your favorite part of training, I guess.
Yeah, sparring.
What's your worst part?
Technique. Yeah, some drills. I do, of course, I need to do it, but you need to be patient. You know? I need to do this. Yeah. That's the boring part, but I do anyways.
So, do you you know a lot of fighters? They have a different approach when it comes to fight night, like how they feel about the actual fight. I know George St. Pierre, he hated fight day. He was so scared. Like he understood that he needed to be afraid to be great. But it was so much pressure and he was so scared. He was scared he was going to get knocked out, humiliated, lose, all of that. How do you feel on fight day?
Yeah. I mean, to feel scared is normal. It's something from your body, from the human. Scared is keep you watching out everything. You keep it fast, you know. Of course, I feel scared to lose everything. And but I never think I'm going to lose the fight. I don't, this is always positive, but scared, and always watching out what is going to happen. And I think it's almost the same feeling as Justin Pierre. I think almost, you know. Sometimes I cry, sometimes not. nobody knows. Everybody just think he's just go there and fight. But the whole preparation for the fight camp. But I think in the fight day is the best day for me because everything is done. The camp is done. The weight is done. And now I'm going to be able to fight. So this is the most, I feel so happy to be like, oh, I got here. Now I'm happy. Now I'm going to fight. And the first round when I tossed the glove, like when the fight started, everything become normal as a sparring, you know, nothing changed. It's like we're doing sparring at the gym. So, but just have like audio, has people, has the hearing, and of course it's hard. You need to punch hard to knock the guy out. So that's the difference. But of course you have a lot of emotion, like, at the same time, nervous and scary, everything, you know.
Okay. Last time we saw you with Fernando, and in the face of you was very happy, enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
You was jumping and feeling good.
Feeling good, yeah. But inside, you never know. That's how it is, but that's how it is. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be scared of the guy. I don't scare anybody. I don't feel fear for anybody, you know. I don't scare like another man. That's another. The guy have two arms, have two legs. Me too. So we're gonna fight, and I'm gonna do my best, and I'm gonna give everything to get the win. It doesn't matter how, you know. So that's how it works. I mean, and also when the fight started, everything disappeared. The nerves, everything, you know. And the win is the goal. So you try to do everything.
How is in the fight? You are listening to the coach?
Yeah, listen to the coach, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I learned to listen to the coach because the first fight I didn't listen and then I lost. Because they are watching everything. They are seeing all the movement. They see what the guy is doing wrong. It's another eye that you have with you, you know. So they tell you. So it's really important to listen to the coach.
So who are you going to have this time?
The same.
Alan and Andreas.
Alan and Andreas. I'm glad to have this guy on my corner. They are one of the best coach in the world. Alan is one of the best in the world. He's a lot of many times world champion. Andreas as well. He's a really good coach. And hard work. His nickname, I think, for me. He's a really good coach. He put a lot of work, and I feel happy to have this guy on my side.
Ska vi prova att prata svenska?
Lite, jag har pratat svenska.
Lite svenska?
Ja.
Läget.
Det är bra. Vad har du ätit idag?
Kyckling. Kyckling och vegetables.
Kyckling och grönsaker.
Grönsaker.
Inget ris?
No, inte ris. Is it tonight?
Kväll får du äta ris. Bara en gång om dagen?
Ja.
Once a day?
Once a day, yeah.
So, I heard some good news. You were, I saw some good news.
Yeah.
You just got engaged, man.
Yes.
Hey.
Wow.
Tell us about the moment. Tell us, were you nervous? Were you just as nervous as before a fight?
Yeah, I was more nervous. Yeah. 100%. We did a surprise at her father's place, and he helped me to do that. I was really nervous.
You know, I saw the pictures, and I showed my wife, and everything was perfect, man. She was like, wow. He did the time with the sun, the boat, the water, the everything, the champagne.
Yeah, everything was really nice. Actually, everything, I was like, I didn't plan that. I planned to go to the hotel, but then I saw this. Oh, this quite nice to do like this. So I tried, and then everything was went well. So I got engaged with the love of my life. She support me all the time. She's been my side. She support me, and so yeah, I'm really happy.
How and where did you meet?
We have some friends, and they invite us to go to do cold bath in January this year.
And you did.
And then we did, and then I met her there. I didn't know that she trained at All Stars. Okay. And then we start talk, hang out, And then we are here now.
Okay, so since January.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice, man. You know, you saw what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you just went for it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
You know when you found the right person.
But this guy is a real romantic guy. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, wow. He did very good.
I tried to do my best, you know.
It was very good.
Did you go down on one knee?
Of course.
In the boat.
On the boat, of course.
It was difficult to...
Yeah.
Were you alone on the boat? Just you two on the boat?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Small boat.
You were singing too in Portuguese or something?
No. Since then, we were really, really going good.
So your plan is to stay here with your...
For a while, yeah. But she doesn't want to leave here.
You want to leave Sweden?
One day.
One day, yeah. Go back to Brazil or?
No, not to Brazil,
US.
But some
UFC, Las Vegas.
Not Las Vegas. I don't really want to live in US. You know, I want to live in Europe, but some warm. Spain, Portugal.
Spain, yeah. Also starting a gym in Spain, so you're gonna be there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we'll see, but this is gonna take time to do that now. Only training, fight, and she's being studied as well. She's doing her stuff. I'm doing my stuff. But we are planning really good to do that in the future. And next year, actually, she's gonna move, I think, to Portugal or Greece because she's gonna study there. So she's gonna spend 6 months. So it's gonna be good for her to be in the sun all the time.
Yeah, Portugal should be nice.
Yeah, it's really
then
nice.
She can learn Portuguese.
Yeah. Yeah. Then she can talk with my family.
Yeah.
Because my family doesn't speak English at all.
Oh, that's a good idea then. And then you'll have a good reason to come to the sun, to come to Portugal.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Stay there to visit her. Yeah.
Seems like a great plan.
Yeah, sounds a good plan.
You say mashallah.
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 Mashallah. Inshallah, we'll go there
and learn some Arabic as well. Some Arabic, some Portuguese, some English, some Swedish, and then your kids. On Monday, you can speak Portuguese. Tuesday, you speak English.
Yeah,
Wednesday, Swedish, and then...
I will speak one in Portuguese, she can speak in Swedish, and then they can learn two languages all the same
time. Kids are going to learn 5 languages.
Wow. Yeah. That's good.
That's what I think is nice in Sweden, no? Like, you see the family, they speak already 4 languages, 5 languages. Wow. In Brazil, only speak one. Yeah. To learn English in Brazil is really hard, so... Not 5, but I think only 5% of the population speaks.
Last time when you won the fight with against Flores, you called your mother. So this time she knows that you're going to fight for the belt and stuff?
Yeah, she knows.
And what's she saying now?
Nothing.
She's happy.
Yeah, she's happy for me. She's happy. She misses me a lot. I miss her as well. But she knows that's my dream, is my job. And she understand, she support me, you know. So I feel good.
So you're gonna call her this time too?
Yeah. After the fight, I call her
always.
Yeah.
You got something else to add, Felipe? You want something? The Felipe fans, you want to leave them with something?
Yeah, I mean, gonna invite everybody to come if you're living in Sweden or. In Stockholm, investors come to watch my fights. I'm going to do the main event. It's going to be for the belt, bantamweight. And I'm going to give one more show for everybody. If you're not able to come to the fight, watch the fight live on UFC Fight Pass. Enjoy. Take your snacks, some marabous, and watch the fight.
You're gonna be in the after party and dance and stuff?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't like parties.
But if you have the belt, you must.
My party's gonna be in the hotel with my fiance and some friends and eating some good food.
Eating feijoada or something.
Feijoada.
Okay, do you have a prediction? Or how the fight ends. It's 3 rounds, right?
Yeah, it's 3 rounds. I mean, of course, all the time I will try to finish the fight like always I do. And my prediction is to finish the fight the second round. I want to finish the fight. That's my game plan all the time, to try to finish the fight, you know.
Yeah. Second round.
Second
finish
round.
KO
or submission. I just wanted the win. I just wanted the belt.
Yeah, do it fast.
Do it fast, you can go, so you can eat.
Yeah,
so
you can go. You can eat fast.
That's good, man.
Okay.
It was great to have you here, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Really yeah. good to can be here.
Can veckans chef smell?
Yeah. Do you want to give a veckans chef smell? Something, you know, veckans chef smell?
Yeah, to give someone. No, I don't.
You don't have nobody?
Nobody.
You sure? Oh. Nobody?
100%.
Maybe the scale?
The scale.
The guy
scale?
Who say that they're going to come and train with you and then never come?
Yeah, it's always going to be to Andres.
I deserved it.
Veckans käftsmäll.
To Andres for never showing up. Yes.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. How am I going to come? Oh, I can't come. I'm going to come. I can't come.
Next time.
Yeah, he's a busy man. He's a busy man. He's been busy. I understand.
My doctor said that I should
keep it calm. Keep calm, okay. No problem. Maybe next year he's going to come.
Next year, maybe.
No,
yeah.
I'm coming. But we're now you're training for the fight, so you don't have time for me.
I have time for you.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming. Next week, I'm there.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, now he's lying again.
You're going to see me there next week, inshallah.
I don't believe. I just believe if I see him there.
If God wills, inshallah. Okay, so thank you for coming here.
Thank you, guys.
You're not going to fight. You're going to win. But
yeah, I'm training hard to win this fight. Always.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.